This is the Ethanol Report. Boat racers from coast to coast gathered in the ethanol-producing town of Garnet, Kansas, recently to speed around Cedar Valley Reservoir on 10% ethanol fuel at the National Boat Racing Association's Garnet Ethanol Hydroplane Nationals. The Renewable Fuels Association partnered with NBRA earlier this year to help dispel concerns about the use of ethanol fuel in boat engines, according to RFA board member Steve Gardner, who is general manager of Garnet's ethanol plant, East Kansas Agri-Energy.
This is an opportunity for us to tell the positive story, in my opinion, the real story about ethanol and how it performs in vehicles. E10 blends will run in pretty much any commercial type of vehicle, whether it be boats, autos, or whatever. And this is just a golden opportunity for us, the industry, Renewable Fuel Association East Kansas, and many other plants, to tell our story. This will run in racing boats. It will run in any type of boats.
All of the boaters that race in NBRA competitions around the country this year have to prove that they're using 10% ethanol fuel in order to be eligible for additional prize money in the races, according to Association President and racer Dan Crummett.
We have fuel testing to make sure we are running ethanol because of a contingency prize money program that we're setting up. And so if you're going to promote ethanol and you're going to say, I won this money, then you need to have run ethanol. So we are testing all the fuel before the race, and then the top three people that come in, the fuel is checked in any class. The top three entries of that class are checked to make sure they are running ethanol.
The NBRA races include a number of different classes of hydroplanes and runabouts with stock and modified outboards that can go as fast as 96 miles an hour. Crummett says most of the issues that boaters experience when using ethanol-blended fuel can be addressed with better maintenance.
Ethanol is fuel just like anything else, but it's a maintenance issue. It's strictly a maintenance issue. If you know what you're running, then take care of the situation. These engines run, and we take them home dry so they don't sit with fuel in them. But any fuel, particularly ours, we run two-stroke motors. Any fuel will degrade over not a long period of time once the oil's mixed in it.
Vernon Barfield, a champion boat racer from Kansas who hosted the race in Garnet, believes the use of ethanol in boats has been judged unfairly.
You just have to maintain it, you know, and it's real easy to just say, well, it's ethanol's fault, you know, when it might have just been something real simple like changing a spark plug or having your carburetor rebuilt or something. So I think it's just an unfair scenario that everybody likes to blame the ethanol because it's the new kid on the block, you know. So they're kind of pointing at him, and I think that over time everyone will embrace this because it keeps Americans working.
And Barfield says they've had no problems racing on 10% ethanol this year.
Well, we started this year, the very beginning of the year, using ethanol, and so far we've stuck with pump fuel right out of the same pump that everyone else is using to put in their cars. We mix in our oil, which is very simple, right over the counter oil, and that's it. That's what we run in our two-strokers, and been running it all year, and I personally have had no problems whatsoever. The only thing that I'm seeing, which is a pleasant surprise, is just a little more speed.
The one person racing boats only weigh a few hundred pounds, and they look like Indy cars on the water, and they sound almost as loud. More information about upcoming ethanol boat race events can be found on the National Boat Racing Association website, racenbra.com. That's the Ethanol Report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.